procedure-wise, what we're going to do, we have a new member. Derek, would you step forward?
Coast Guard Auxiliary Commodore Marion Parrish is swearing in Petersburg resident Derek Lopez at the end of the town's drive-down dock.
I'm going to read this to you. The pledge you're about to take is support the United States.
Lopez is one of over a dozen residents who are being honored today for beginning their service to the town's new Coast Guard Auxiliary Group, which is called a flotilla.
Congratulations.
And there's no lack of fanfare. Right behind them, the Coast Guard's two Petersburg-based vessels, the buoy tender Elderberry and Cutter Pike, are docked bow to bow. And they're flanked by a group of active-duty Coast Guard personnel, auxiliary volunteers, community members, and visitors from far and wide. Desi Burrell is one of the Petersburg Flotilla's founding members, and she's been the driving force behind recruitment. She says the way things all click together and even the sun breaking through the clouds to shine down on the ceremony feels a little bit like divine providence.
Made it even more special. And that they were all in town on this glorious, beautiful day, and that setting was...
District 2 House Representative Rebecca Hemshute is among the group of spectators. It's September 11th, and she says the significance of the day isn't lost on her.
It occurred to me while we were there, watching everybody, you know, these 14 amazing volunteers saying we can do something to improve conditions for them, improve conditions for the folks who are doing all the hard work in Petersburg with their vessels. And those 14 people are doing this swearing in on 9/11, on what I consider a very a day that causes all of us to pause.
And the reasons Petersburg residents are joining the flotilla are as numerous as they are, from making sure local mariners have access to dockside safety exams, to helping out with search and rescue operations, to just having an outlet to stay out of trouble. Stephanie Payne directs Petersburg's Parks and Recreation Department. In that capacity, she's held several outdoor safety classes for local youth. She says she joined the flotilla to bring more marine safety education to kids in Petersburg and in neighboring communities.
Like, there's no reason to not do it. It was an honor. It is so, I don't know that I have words for it, really, to just be part of it and to be able to help and do what we can.
The energy at the event is high, but that doesn't capture the whole picture. Marion Parrish is Alaska's Coast Guard Auxiliary Commodore. He says auxiliary membership is dropping off pretty much all over the map. A new flotilla hasn't been inducted in the United States since before the pandemic. And for Alaska, it's been over a decade.
But I don't know why. And society's just different. I also recognize that young people, there's an expense involved, there's time involved. With kids and everything, it's very difficult. Very difficult to carve out time. But if you look at Petersburg here, everybody in the flotilla is super busy to begin with. So that excuse kind of falls apart a little bit.
And as it turns out, there's no rest on the horizon for Petersburg's chronically busy auxiliary members. Some are already getting booked out for dockside exams on commercial fishing vessels and scheduling safety classes for kids in Petersburg and in neighboring Wrangell. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.